1590 AM in Denmark, WA250
CD
Green Bay, and always streaming on the
Civic
Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The House has narrowly passed a bill that will increase the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion, also cut federal spending, Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
House Republicans are not going to sit on the sidelines. We're going to lead and present a solution. That's what this bill is.
And the bill, though not expected to pass the Senate, and the President says he'd veto it. Well, then Republicans banning transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr from the House for the rest of the 2023 session, it's a retaliation for her scolding lawmakers over a ban on gender-affirming care for children.
I rose up in defense of my community that day, speaking to harms that these bills bring and that I have firsthand experience knowing about.
She'll still be allowed to vote remotely. President Biden and the South Korean president revealing a new plan to counter North Korea's nuclear threat by sending a U.S. nuclear ballistic sub to South Korea. Stocks fell again on Wall Street. This is ABC News. British regulators blocking Microsoft's $69 billion deal to buy video game maker Activision Blizzard over competition concerns. Texas lawmakers are taking on Meta, Twitter, and TikTok.
In the social media wild west, just about anyone can sign up for an account, including minors.
Our children are not the customers of these platforms. They are the commodity being traded.
Texas City Representative Shelby Slauson says the youngest users may or may not understand what they're signing up for.
Their young minds are being shaped by addictive algorithms, and their attention spans are being captured and curated in directions that serve corporate bottom lines.
Her proposal would require parental consent for anyone under 18 to open a social media account. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Progress in the Roman Catholic Church. For the first time in the church's 2,000-year history, women will have the right to vote at the meeting of bishops. Pope Francis is approving the change to the Vatican body. Andy Field, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's coronavirus emergency is officially over. The Department of Health Services says it will transition away from emergency footing as the Biden administration prepares to end the national emergency declaration in about 2 weeks. DHS Secretary Kristen Johnson urges people in Wisconsin not to let their guard down just because the emergency declarations are passing. Wisconsin's top Democrats are lining up behind President Biden's re-election bid. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says there's no path to the White House without winning Wisconsin. Congressman Mark O'Kahn tells the Journal Sentinel that progress under Biden is the fastest he's seen in 30 years. In sports, the Bucks are out of playoffs after last night's Game 5 overtime loss to Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Moms, they really are the best. So this year, give her something really special. Write a special message for your mom, and we'll broadcast it right here on the station throughout the entire weekend of Mother's Day. Call 608-819-8255. 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabrielle. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and...
a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocate's radio show.
He's a great digger. Gilbert Brown.
Where do you go where it's always extended room home? You ain't gonna find that in Chicago.
It's never personal. Only politics.
You ain't gonna find that in Minnesota extended room home. Because you can go to the pinball and see it's a quarter in and it's out of something.
The Devil's Advocate's radio show.
That's the way it is. And we love football fans. Fans love us.
Weekdays 4 to 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Texas, that's any number. I think about a month ago, Calvin, I was talking about the fact that people, straw sellers and were taking guns across the border and selling them to Mexican cartels. And I forgot some guy called me up and was emotional about, I didn't know what I was talking about. You know, it's always important to know if you're doing radio what you're talking about. I mean, even though it's not always the case, because I listen to people on the airways just say all manner of things, but I try to make sure that I check things out before I ever bring them before the audience. I think it's important that you do that. But in this article, the Department of Justice Gun Control Effort Showing Progress on Straw Purchases Gun Trafficking. President Biden signed a bipartisan Safety Community Act last summer, making it a federal crime to traffic in firearms. I don't know why that shouldn't have been a federal crime from the beginning. And stiffening penalties for straw purchases made on behalf of people who aren't allowed to own guns. If you really just give that paragraph a thought. So people have been able to traffic in guns and basically not pay much of a price for that. And people have been allowed to purchase guns for people who because they're felons and other things, and not pay a price for that until Joe Biden increased the penalties for those things. Since then, new data from federal prosecutors shows they've charged 31 people in 17 cases under the new legislation. That's nothing. 31 people. In 17 cases for the gun trafficking across the border to Mexican cartels. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives spokeswoman Carolyn Collins called the laws powerful, a powerful new tool. Listen to this. The changes to the Federal Gun Control Act are designed to enhance ATF's ability to identify, deter, and investigate those who illegally divert firearms from lawful permits, Collins wrote in an email. The first case prosecuted with the new laws was against Sid Hernandez, 26, in Laredo, Texas. He began a seven-year prison term for gun trafficking this week after being arrested last summer. Just try to wrap your arms around these numbers. Police intercepted Hernandez traveling south on Interstate 35 towards the Mexican border with 17 firearms. Charging documents show since 2020, he purchased. So in 2 years, this man purchased 231 handguns in Texas. In calibers of 9mm, 380, and 22s, and trafficked them to Mexico. So those of you who believe in the Second Amendment, I mean, your thoughts, does it make sense? How is it possible that one person can purchase 231 handguns? Why is that okay? How come there's not a law to prevent that? The man purchased 231 handguns. What did they think he was doing with 231 handguns? Why was there not a flag? Or why is that not, even today, why is there not something to prevent that? You gun owners. You gun owners of America. You know. Or, you know, the NRA. Why is that legal? There's no way that should have been legal. One man is purchasing 231 handguns in Texas. Now, many of those kinds of purchases wind up in the hands of in urban centers across the nation, in the hands of 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds. They can't go buy the gun. There's somebody trafficking in guns like this guy did. He purchased 231 handguns, and he sold them in Mexico to drug cartels. No telling how many people died. How does he only get 7 years? In public announcements, the ATF warns that a straw purchasing can now carry a 25-year prison sentence if the gun is used in a terrorism attack or drug trafficking. Let me say this. They only get 25 years if it's used in drug trafficking or terrorism. What if it's used to kill innocent people? That doesn't count. That doesn't matter. It only has to be drug trafficking or a terrorism attack that will get you the maximum 25 years. This is what's wrong with the system. And this is why the ATF, which doesn't create the law, so I have to give them a break on that. But the House and the Senate that create these laws don't make them as tough as they should be. We keep talking about the continued slaughter of people in this country, and then you come to find that one guy can buy 231 handguns. Handguns. What do you think he was doing with 231 handguns? How come there's no system to put a stop on that. In the words of Archie Bunker, hold on, stop-o. Why is that not possible? I mean, how is that possible that was legal to do? And so how do we just find this out now? That's how we now have over 420 million guns in the society. Because if people like this guy, who knew that the law was so relaxed, that he felt comfortable enough to go into gun stores and buy these guns, and nothing that alerted anybody. Hey, wait a minute, this guy's bought, I can see, you know, maybe the first 10, although I don't know what somebody needs with 10 handguns, but anyway, say he bought 10 handguns. So I may be able to understand that, Calvin, you know. But then when he got to 50, you would have thought somebody would have said, or there would be some kind of trigger that says, hey, Calvin just bought 50 guns in the last year. Well, okay, maybe you say 50 is not enough to alarm somebody. But then he went up to 100. Shouldn't there have been some mechanism that would say that now this guy has purchased 100 guns, but he gets all the way up to 230 before there's even any response? And the only reason there was a response, he got caught going across the border with 17 guns. He would have been able to continue. One man. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts? And I know this is a taboo subject. I keep talking about guns. And I know I keep, you know, people keep saying, why does he always say, hey, man, this man bought 231 handguns inside of 2 years. And nobody said anything about it until he got caught taking 17 more of them across the border and selling them to drug cartels. We want to create a war with Mexico, and we want to attack the drug cartels. What the hell? We armed them. American people are arming them. Let's stop the American people from arming the drug cartels before we decide to go to war. Doesn't that make sense? 844-967-2789. What's your thought? We'll be right back.
Thousands of Wisconsinites live with a debilitating chronic disease called lupus. Build awareness and raise funds by the challenge.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We believe green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen on hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. High 61, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight low dip down to about 41. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times, tomorrow daytime high is approaching 62. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Mary Miller. Right now, it's 43.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
A 79-year-old Illinois man was charged with murder for fatally shooting his neighbor while he was doing yard work earlier this month, authorities said on Tuesday. The Lake County Sheriff's Office said Eltor Lackey was arrested and charged with two counts of first-degree murder after he shot his next-door neighbor, William Marty, 59, in the head. So what was his neighbor doing? What was William Marty doing that his next-door neighbor decided to take a gun and blow his brains out? He was using a leaf blower in his yard, and the guy with the gun, you know, Ettore Lachey, told him the leaf blower is making too much noise. He's on his own property. He's in his yard. And so this gentleman walks out with his gun and blows the man's brains out. Well, you know, I got a Second Amendment right to hold my gun. Hey, man. There's something so wrong with this kind of thing. And so tiring, and I get frustrated with it because, you know, I know there are people listening who they think the Second Amendment rights are so sacred, and it's the most important thing in the world. My even more important than the right to free speech. And so even to the degree that they value those Second Amendment rights over life, it's true. And then you turn around and you hear situations like this poor man All he's doing is, you know, spraying outside. He's cleaning the leaves left over from last winter. And a lunatic with a gun comes out and says, "You're making too much noise," and the guy keeps blowing the leaves. And a lunatic with the gun then shoots the man in the head. And then you hear people say, "Well, it's not the gun. It's not the gun that killed him. Then what was it? It was the gun that killed him. If the guy didn't have that gun, he couldn't have walked out and shot that man in the head. But that's the Second Amendment right to own the gun." Okay. All right. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm nauseated by the continuation of this. And the fact that we can have educated conversations about it. We certainly can have conversations about whether or not somebody can be a transsexual. Oh, well, if it's a conversation about that, everybody's got something to add about that. Oh, you know, he's transsexual. Can't even keep people off the phone lines. If it's something like that. Or if it's critical race theory. You can't teach, you can't have that kind of stuff being taught in the schools. Can't beat people rushing to the phone for those conversations. But guns, where are you? Man, again, poor man. Poor man. Because some lunatic with a gun, you know. And here's the other part of it, you know. I guess there's a lot of power that goes along with owning and having guns and having that tool in your hand. After all, it gives you the power to determine whether something lives or dies. That's a very, very powerful reality. That you have control, even if it's an animal. You have that kind of control in your hand. Life or death. You determine it. And I just think that that's an awful lot of power to give to people. And many who aren't deserving of it. You may have the power once you have it. But the real issue is, do you have the right? Having the power and having the right are two different things. And I think, unfortunately, in this society, there's not enough emphasis put on whether or not you have a right. You have the killing stick. You know, I don't know what's thought of never killing anybody, and I don't ever want in my life or anything. I'll go through my life without having done that. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The House has narrowly passed a bill that will increase the debt ceiling by $1.5 trillion, also cut federal spending. Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
House Republicans are not going to sit on the sidelines. We're going to lead and present a solution. That's what this bill is.
That bill, though not expected to pass the Senate, and the President says he'd veto it. Montana Republicans banning transgender lawmaker Zoe Zephyr from the House for the rest of the 2023 session is in retaliation for her scolding lawmakers over a ban on gender-affirming care for children.
I rose up in defense of my community that day, speaking to harms that these bills bring and that I have firsthand experience knowing about.
She'll still be allowed to vote remotely. President Biden and the South Korean
conversation online.
A new plan
and follow the Senate media on Facebook and on Twitter.
U.S. nuclear ballistic sub to South Korea. Stocks fell again on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane there. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's only oil refinery reopens this summer, 5 years after it shut down following an explosion that injured 3 dozen workers. The AP reported the U.S. Chemical Safety Board found the refinery's lack of safeguards during the maintenance shutdown led to that blast causing $550 million in damages. The Canadian-owned refinery in Superior is expected to resume full operations by the end of June and employ some 350 people. The national COVID-19 public health emergency ends May 11th, but hospitals remain busy with patients who delayed care during the pandemic. Doctors say they're catching diseases at later stages because of those delays, and now they're seeing patients with more serious health problems. I'm Damon Adair. This is Civic Media News.
Home Shark Dominion Consecutive and over $50,000 throughout the month of April with our tax time giveaway. Starting March 31st and going until April 29th, Home Shark Dominion Consecutive will be giving away some extra tax time money every Friday and Saturday in April. We'll start with warming everyone up. This is spring with hot seat drawings every hour from noon to 6 for your chance to win up to $100 in rewards play. Then we'll be giving away the green with drawings starting at 7 and going until 9 p.m. where two winners will win over $1,000 cash every hour. Guests must earn 25 points with their rewards club cards to participate. This April, Home Shark Gaming Acoustic will be having an egg hunt for the adults. This time with our $1,000 egg hunt starting at noon and going till 9 p.m. every Sunday and Monday. We'll be having hot seat drawings every hour to give away prizes up to $1,000 cash. Come on over to the rewards club booth for complete contest rules and details. Must be 21 or older to participate in the casino floor. Bring home some extra green this spring with Home Shark Gaming Acoustic. Your place to play.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We were supposed to get a cone against the screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to get off the twins for practice.
But on the way, we could have tried to talk.
Over if you're a 45 and older, don't let butt stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Oh,
welcome back to the Arlene Group Show. As always, you can join us at 849-677-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, Tucker Carlson breaks his silence after being let go. Excuse me, by Fox News. And I guess I just didn't know just how much the people love Tucker Carlson. Because I've listened to Tucker Carlson. I don't know what it is they see in him. He's just a guy who... And I'll tell you something. I used to watch Bill O'Reilly. Tucker Carlson was no Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly was a much better host than Tucker Carlson. Much more talented. Tucker Carlson was just a brick thrower, a flamethrower. Bill O'Reilly was the guy who certainly was there prior to Tucker Carlson and helped build Fox News and what it was. He was the number one host in the nation all during the time that he was there. So they bring Tucker Carlson in, and Tucker Carlson's the guy who clearly just wanted to ramp things up, get people fired up. Never a whole lot of things and facts in the things that he said, but to get people irate about their lots in life and to blame others for that. But now there's talk about Tucker Carlson for president, yay! Calvin. There are people talking about we'll see Tucker in the White House. That's pretty creative. But you know, when I heard Tucker Carlson for president, I didn't think it was a joke. And that's the problem. That should have been a joke. But it can't ever be a joke. Because Donald Trump was the president. Man, Donald Trump, I almost forgot. But Donald Trump was once president of the United States. How did we survive that, Calvin? Man.
I honestly can't tell you.
Man, it was, where was I at? Was I asleep? Donald Trump got 4 years as the most powerful man on the planet. And I'm like Rip Van Winkle, right? I wake up. And that nightmare, they're talking about happening again. Donald Trump has 50% support from Republicans. He's going to be the next nominee for the presidency of the United States. And that should be a nightmare, but never mind. Because he is going to get the nomination, and the only great thing about that is it's a guaranteed shellacking from an 82-year-old man, because there's no way any independent is going to ever vote for anybody like Donald Trump ever again. They've had a chance to look at this man and listen to him. He's angry. He's walking around and he's angry. Why are you angry? I wasn't the president anymore. Okay? He's still going to single-handedly destroy the Republican Party. That's what he's going to do. And that's okay, right? It's okay. Because the Republican Party is doing this to themselves. That's like the man that they know can't win. And an 82-year-old man like like Joe Biden will rip his backside. He's angry. Donald Trump is angry. Trump said to create new problems for the GOP as nomination looks locked up for him. So finally, Ron DeSantis is finally announcing, hey, I'm going to run. Hey, Ron. It's too late. It's too late. You know, the elephant in the room is there. And he's going to destroy any of your dreams, along with the Republican Party. So go ahead, give Donald Trump the nomination. Do you think if it's all possible again that a lunatic like Donald Trump is going to get control of the White House again, you know, I got some land to sell you. As Crudy wanted to say for the devils in Fukushima. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. Hey, CJ.
Morning, Earl. You know, we got to pick and choose when we call you because sometimes you only get one shot.
Well, listen, CJ. Let me say. You call any conservative talk show, you won't get that.
That is not true.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Hey, that's absolutely true. And if you sit here and act like you're only getting one shot, you get more time on my show than you will anywhere else in the state or in the nation. That's just a fact. I'm a talk show guy. I know, I listen, and I know how it works. And especially on conservative talk radio, call in.
I love your show. I love your show, Earl, but you're delusional.
Where am I delusional, CJ?
We're safer and more prosperous underneath a Republican president. I don't care who the nominee is.
I said you guys aren't going to win. It's over. Run Donald Trump. Give him the nomination. There's only a handful of people who think like you, CJ. Only a handful. Not the majority.
People are feeling this 82-year-old president's pain. And you want to talk about a candidate destroying the GOP. You've got a president that's destroying our country right before our eyes.
Where has he destroyed the country, CJ?
He can't put three words together. He's more worried about climate change than other countries invading other countries.
Hey, CJ, we are all worried about anybody with common sense is worried about climate change.
Yeah, right. Okay, you can worry about it, but you can't do crap about it.
Oh, you can't do...
As a matter of fact, that we got our world being destroyed by this candidate, this president, any number other than unemployment is because, you know, this president has destroyed business.
Why has he destroyed business?
What are interest rates, Earl? What are interest rates? What? You name it. Housing market. You name it.
And Donald Trump is going to fix all of that, right?
Damn straight he would, and any other Republican, because their policies matter.
Hey, CJ.
It isn't about the guy.
Hey, CJ, their policies...
You got a party that can't define a woman.
Hey, CJ, their policies... Bring him down. Your policies only matter to you. They don't matter to the masses of the people. It's why Republicans haven't been winning any damn thing, man. Are you aware of that? I don't think you live in the real world. So whatever it is you feel doesn't matter because the majority of the American people don't feel that way. So you can live in a bubble for the rest of your life. Donald Trump is not going to ever be president again. Republicans, I don't care who they run, Ron DeSantis. They can run you, CJ. It's going to be the same thing. Because people know what Republican policies stand for. And they don't stand for the average person. All right, bring him up.
Not true. We live there. We're living your policies, and it is about policies. It's not about the guy. When he protected America, now we left Americans in Sudan. We closed another embassy. This guy's a disaster. China's walking all over him because 51 intelligence officers lied about the big guy, and you're okay with that. You're delusional.
Hey, CJ, let me say this before I let you go. Donald Trump, your God, is going to be destroyed. Then he's going to jail. He's going to destroy what's left of the Republican Party. And you'll still be whimpering and talking about how great the Republican Party is. But this article right here, today's Wall Street Journal, Republican newspaper, he's angry. Trump is set to create new problems for the GOP as nomination looks locked up. That's not for me, CJ. That's not for me. It's from the Wall Street Journal. So whether you want to believe it or not, who cares? You know what I mean? You're one guy holding on to a dream that's a nightmare for the Republican Party. They didn't want Donald Trump because he's angry because he thinks that they left him out in the cold, and he's going to attack every one of them and destroy their chances for a long time to come. You got the last chance, CJ. Go ahead.
I'm actually supporting Nikki Haley, our first woman president. Yeah, she gets the nomination. Yeah.
You're supporting Nikki Haley. You might get more votes than Nikki Haley. Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, why don't you look at her resume?
I don't need to look at her resume. I don't need to look at her resume. You need to be talking to your fellow Republicans who will never select Nikki Haley. You're living in a dream world, man. Come out of the dream world into the real world sometimes, CJ. And then maybe we can have a real conversation with Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley's not even a blip on any polling.
Well, that's
what
why.
What chance would she possibly have?
Well, and that's why it's hard to talk with CJ, because he's not dealing with a full deck. Clearly, any person who suggests Nikki Haley, who doesn't even rate 2% chance, got some, you know, bats in the belfry. Is that what they used to? That's an old axiom that they used to use. Only guys like Johnny Watermelon and myself remember the term bats in the belfry. Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Buck Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Buck Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine effects for brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. High 61, south winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low dip down to about 41. Sunshine mixed with cloudy times tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 62. Temperatures a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the low 50s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Renard. Right now, it's 43.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Calm.
Us at 844-967-2789, text us at that same number, Nikki Haley. Man, you could have said Ron DeSantis, Calvin. And Ron DeSantis doesn't have a snowball's chance, but Nikki Haley? Calvin, Ron DeSantis is taking on Disney World, right? Disneyland. And he's taking on Disney World, and here's a governor that is wasting all this time and energy and effort taking on Disney World. Why? I mean he's created this fight over something that doesn't matter a hill of beans. Well, you can't use the term gay. Wait a minute, what? What? Well, if you use that, you know, we want to do away with those terms. We don't think that the American people, you know, want to hear those things. Those are things that we don't want to hear. We are Americans, and so never mind those people are Americans too. None of those things matter. Never mind that they have rights just like we do. You know, and you're a governor with that mindset, and also a guy who plans to run and has just announced that you're running for president of the United States. And while you're running for president of the United States, you're in a battle. The theme park? Man. and you somehow think that you're getting some mileage. So what happens? The theme park decides, Calvin, to sue the Governor DeSantis. Well, Governor DeSantis' response is, I don't know, I'll get you. I'll put a prison right next to the Disneyland, Disney World. Wait a minute, man. Do you realize how much money Disney World brings into the state of Florida? And you're working towards shutting it down? And somehow we're supposed to think that you're the smartest guy and that you should be the president of the United States? I don't think so. But he's begged for it, and now Disney World is suing Governor DeSantis. So let's see. That's about right, Calvin. That makes him a great candidate, because while he's running for the nomination, he's being sued. Well, you know, they got another guy over there who's being sued, the front runner, every which way, you know, being sued. Maybe that's part of what
happened. Yeah, it's a prerequisite. You have to have active lawsuits against you to be the Republican nominee.
Hey, Kevin, that's kind of what it looks like. So they look around and say, oh, wait a minute. None of these other people, Pence, Nikki Haley, none of them have lawsuits. So, you know, we're not going to support them. But they're going to run to DeSantis. And he's being sued. That's our guy. Man.
Let's just bring it back to Nikki Haley for one second. Mike Pence is pulling 4 points above her. And Liz Cheney, who's not even running, has no interest in running, is pulling the same.
hey, the chances of Mike Pence becoming president of the United States is as remote as can possibly be. And you're saying that even he is outpolling Nikki Haley.
Yep, 7% apparently want Pence and only 3% want Haley.
Hey, man, I'm going to leave CJ alone, man, because, you know, he's dealing with some issues, clearly, man, to bring up Nikki Haley. But anyway, you know, man, it really is, and I've listened to Ron DeSantis, and the Republicans tried hard all towards the end of last year, you know, in the fall. They start pushing Ron DeSantis. I told CJ, I'm in focus. I watch Republican and conservative things, man. And I read that stuff every day, man. I know where they're coming from. I don't do it because I think they're so brilliant. I do it because I know when I come on in the air, I had better have an idea of what I'm talking about. It's why I do what very few other talk show hosts do. And it's say, hey, if you disagree, if you think what I'm saying is inaccurate, 844-967-2789. I don't hear that coming from any conservative talk shows. They don't welcome debate. They run from it. I run to it. And so if that's going to be the case, and it is, then I need to know what the hell I'm talking about. So, man, I have to watch Fox News. And it's gotten more and more difficult to watch it, you know, after Tucker Carlson is gone. Because there's nothing there. Man, there's nothing there. And yet I know guys like CJ and others, and got the other guy's name, who keep calling. I don't know, man, and they're sucking all that up, man. They're sucking all that up. Those lies. I watch the same stuff they do, but I know it's public theater. They think it's real. So anyway, man, listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, guy, you had a chance to call me, but we had time to talk about it. Now you want to call at the end of it. Let's talk about something else on the other side. 844-967-2789. I got a guess. We'll be right back.
The nose tackle for the green goal.
1993 to 1999.
again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network, civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC